This is New England Public Media. When you walk into Olive Tree Books and Voices on Hancock Street in Springfield, it's like walking into a home. Room after room is filled with new books categorized by topics. It's very cozy. Zee Johnson opened her store in the Mason Square neighborhood about 15 years ago. It's one of only a few Black-owned bookstores in the state. As part of our Books for Young People series, New England Public Media's Jill Kaufman recently caught up with Johnson in the store's cafe. It's a small kitchen-like room with a few high tables and chairs.
This is pretty much the core of the bookstore, meaning that folks come in and converse about books. They feel safe here. They can voice their opinions. They meet folks in the community. So, who
comes here? Who are your customers?
Yeah, so I have a variety of customers. Seniors, those who are 60 and older, because that's a population that really likes the hardcover book. So they know here they can touch it, they can open it. Then we have grandparents, which too are seniors, who bring their grandchildren here to pick out books and also to reflect what an African-American business looks like. Then we have young adults who just want to come and hang out. I got my tablet, I got my Wi-Fi, you know, I can also listen to music while I'm here, but I can also read and have an understanding of what's going on in the world too. With the pandemic, we have limited hours on Saturday and Sunday, and we also have limited customers in the store. But as a result of, you know, the climate on race, we were able to meet new customers. And because I am an African-American bookstore, many, many, many institutions, school systems, folks in the region, not just in Springfield, reached out to me.
Is it a more diverse than you expected customer base now, or has
it always been diverse?
Yes,
which I'm glad, because what that says to me is that we're having a conversation. And what's good about the new customer base is they're bringing children in.
What are you suggesting? What's out this year or recently for little ones, you know, elementary school age?
People are buying Anti-Racist Baby.
It's a board book.
Yes, it is. And it's by Imbram Kenda. And you know him from all the How to Be an Anti-Racist series. And then another one of my favorites is Not Quite Snow White. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but this is written by Ashley Franklin. And I just love this story because it shows that when you're talented and you have gifts and you're allowed to use them, that you can prosper and grow. Another one is Just Us, by Sonia Sotomayor. So her book is really about it's okay to be different. It's okay to come to a group with different skills. Everybody doesn't have to be alike. You know, you bring your ideas and don't be afraid to share your ideas. And then New Shoes by Susan Lynn Meyer. This is a historical book about back in the 50s when you were not, well, as African Americans, you were not allowed to try on shoes in a department store. This story is about two little girls who decided it was not acceptable, and they decided to polish, use shoes, and actually give them back to the community so that the community could try on shoes and really have a successful pair of shoes.
So this children's room is so comfortable and sweet. Could you describe it?
So it is brightness. You know, it is safety. It is fun. It's a room in which it's okay to touch books. It's a room in which it's okay if you want to crawl on the floor, if you want to sit on the floor. You know, it's really your room as a child.
You must miss that there are not little ones in here.
I do. I really do miss the discussions. I miss the observation of children who find a book that they cannot part with. That's one of my happiest moments where they say, Mommy, Mama, I got to have this book. And I've had situations where the parent may have said, well, I can't afford it this time. And I say, she's getting that book.
What does that mean, Z?
That means I'm overruling you as a parent. She's getting that book. And then we kind of chuckle and everything is fine.
And you figure out how that mama's going to pay for it?
No, I don't. That becomes a donation. I don't just sell books. I bring relationships. I bring a ministry. I bring an exchange of information. So I bring something in additional than a hardcover book.
That's Zee Johnson, owner of Olive Tree Books and Voices in Springfield's Mason Square neighborhood.